call?
Hello.
Hi, is that Lynette?
Yes.
Hi, it's Lewis calling from INS Law. I'm just calling in relation to your Scottish Redress Scheme application. Is now a convenient time to talk?
Yes.
Okay. So, I just need to remind you that calls are recorded for training and quality purposes. And for data protection, can you just confirm your full name for me, please?
Lynette Giaconelli.
Thank you. And then also your date of birth. 28th of November 1988.
Yes.
Thank you. And could you also provide me with your home address?
130C Causeway Side Street.
And would you mind just spelling that for me, please?
Yeah, do you need the number as well again?
Yeah, it was that 130.
Yeah, 130, and then it's a C for Charlie on the side of it, and just flat.
Okay.
And then Causeway Side Street, it's C-A-U.
Yep.
S-E-W-A-Y.
Yep.
S-I-D-E Street.
Causeway Side Street.
Yeah.
Perfect. And is that G328LP?
Yes.
Perfect, thank you. Okay, so I am just looking at the file now. It will need to take a few more details. However, I appreciate that discussing experience connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting. So please take your time during this call. If you do need a break, further explanation, support, or prefer to continue another time, please just let me know.
No worries.
Do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you wish to make us aware of at this stage?
No.
Okay. So, the purpose of today's call is to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme, explain your options, explain how INS Law operates, discuss funding and fees, and gather initial information to assess whether we may be able to assist you.
Okay.
Okay, so the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies, and support to survivors of historical abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. It is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us. So, you are entitled to apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme. They are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. So, under the government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with the application, regardless of whether you are successful or not with the application.
Okay.
INS Law does not operate under the statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. So, if you do decide to instruct us, you will be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. So at this stage, please can you confirm that you've not instructed any other solicitors to act for you in relation to your application to the Scottish Redress Scheme?
I haven't.
Okay, perfect. Our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis, so this means that if your application is unsuccessful, you will pay nothing. If you withdraw your application on our advice, you will also pay nothing. If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees will consist of basic charges based on time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment, so you will never pay more than the agreed cap, which is 19.2%.
Okay.
So it is important that I make clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of the award that the scheme may award. So the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I will explain in greater detail during this call. So if instructed, we can assist whether you will be eligible to apply to the Redress Scheme, gathering and reviewing evidence, preparing and submitting the application, corresponding with the Scottish Redress Scheme, advising on any offer made, explaining the statutory waiver if an award is offered, and assistance with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme. So if a redress offer is made, we will fully explain the statutory waiver before you decide whether to accept anything. It is important because accepting an award may affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to matters at hand. But you would never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences.
Okay.
If you decide to proceed, you do have a 14-day cancellation period after signing the agreement. You can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. If you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. Are you happy for the work to begin immediately while your cancellation rights still remain?
Yes.
Okay, so that we are able to formally act for you, we will require proof of your identity for verification purposes. We therefore will need a copy of photographic identification and proof of address date within 3 months of today's date. So
okay.
We require this information to comply with the anti-money laundering regulations. And following our conversation, I'll send you information via email in relation to what is and what is not acceptable forms of identity verification. So now I'm just going to need to take further information from yourself just to complete your file, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So in regards to being contacted, are you okay with email, phone call and text message?
Yes.
Okay. And have you been diagnosed with any terminal illness?
No.
Okay. Would you like to add a beneficiary to your application?
Yes.
Yes. Would you like to provide me with their details, so the full name?
Yeah, it's Kai Lancaster, so that's K-E-I.
Yep.
Lancaster.
So that's K-A-I and then Lancaster, L-A-N-C-A-S-T-E-R. And what's their date of birth? 24/07/08. Okay, so 24th of July 2008. Okay. So, are you also able to provide me with your mother and father's name?
My mother's name is Sharon Jacinelli.
And is that S-H-A-R-O-N?
Yes.
And then your father's name, please?
Alexander Fina.
And would you mind just spelling that, please?
A-L-E-X-A-N-E-R. Fine is F-E-E-N-E-Y.
Alexander Feeney, okay.
Yeah. Does it matter that they're both deceased because they'll not be able to apply?
No, we don't need to contact them. It's just for when we're obtaining your care records. Sometimes
right.
The records are held under the parents' names.
I can actually give you my care records, I've got them.
Oh yeah, that's no problem then. Obviously, we'll discuss that further down the line when we need to obtain them. Also, your current GP surgery that you registered to?
It's Dr. Cairns Practice, so that's C-A-I-R-N-S.
C-A-I-R-N-S.
And that's in Shettleston Health Centre, so I can spell that for you as well. That's S-H-E-T-T-L-E-S-T-O-N.
Shettleston.
Yeah, Shettleston Health Centre.
Okay, and do you know the address that you resided in prior to care?
I lived in a lot of addresses.
That's no problem if you can't remember.
I can only remember, like, my foster care, and I can remember my children's home.
Yeah, so that we'll be able to obtain them records, so we'll have that address. It was just the address that you lived in prior to care.
Not too many.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
I could give you a couple of street names if that would help.
Yeah, just a street name would be okay.
There is Lam Lash Crescent, so that's L-A-M.
Yeah.
L-A-S-H.
Mhm.
Crescent.
Yeah.
There was Lang Bar Crescent, so that's L-A-N-G.
Mm-hmm.
B-A-R.
Yeah.
Crescent.
Okay.
There was Larch Grove Road. So that's L-A-R-C-H. G-R-O-V-E Road. And I think Mordun Street, so that's M-O-R-E-D-U-N Street.
Okay, I'm just going to pop these in now for you. Was you known by any other names prior to care?
No, always Lynette. It should be quite easy to obtain because I'm the only Lynette Jack and Ellen for the UK.
Yeah. So now I'll just need to take the names of the care settings that you were placed in, if you are aware of the names.
I don't know what you mean by names. My care home didn't have a name, it was just an address.
Okay. So I can take down the address.
26
mm-hmm.
Springbank Street, so it's S-P-R-I-N-G.
Yeah.
Bank, B-A-N-K, Street. I think it was called Springbank Care Home.
Springbank Care Home, okay.
Yeah, I think it's called Mary Hill.
having a little look now. Do you know which area this was in?
Maryhill in Glasgow.
Maryhill. Okay, and what year was you placed here?
2002. I think it was 2002, it was either 2002 or 2003, but I think it was 2002 to 2005.
Okay, perfect, thank you.
It was August 2002 to February 2005.
Yeah, that's perfect, thank you. And was you just in the one care setting?
Yeah, I was still out in the aftercare after that.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Okay, I also need to ask, have you ever received relevant payment in regards to the abuse, such as criminal injuries compensation?
No.
And do you have any criminal convictions, or have you received the sentence of imprisonment for 5 years or more?
What kind of conviction? I've never been imprisoned.
Okay, that's fine.
I've been like driving offence.
Yeah, no, that's okay. So I've got all the relevant details. So what I will need to do now, I'll just need to take a brief statement from you for what you experienced in that care setting, if that's okay.
I don't really know how to word that. You may help me figure it out, because I'm not sure. It was actually my friend that told me, because I was never sexually assaulted or anything. It was more emotional.
Yeah, so it could be any type of abuse. It doesn't have to just be sexual abuse. It's just however you felt or whatever you experienced in that care setting. It can be neglect, emotional abuse. It doesn't just have to be sexual abuse.
No, it's just hard to try it, but it's more like remembering things.
Yeah.
Like certain situations, it wasn't like 24/7 every single day. A lot of the time it was fine, but some of it was more. Like, so I fell pregnant in there when I was 15.
Yeah.
I went out with my friends. When I came back, one of my friends had spilled a drink on my clothes. And
yeah.
The staff were trying to accuse me of being drunk, and I hadn't drank.
Yeah.
They were trying to phone the police on me, saying I drank and I'd abused my baby when I hadn't.
Yeah.
And then they put it down in the record that I was neglectful because of that. I didn't drink.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't test me to prove that I didn't.
Yeah.
There was like another incident, again, I was pregnant, there's another girl in there, she's 13, she throws a cup of water over me. Now, there's only a year and a half difference between us, so I'm still a child, and she's
Her
and now, and I said, like, well, are you going to be bastards or something like that? And the staff put it down that I'm abusive towards children, because she was a minor, and I wasn't, and I was pregnant, so I should have been more mindful.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of things like that. It was like they didn't care that boys were sneaking into our rooms. Like, we had a hole that would go from one bedroom to another bedroom, and there's a boy in there, and he's just like having sex with Abdul Rassi.
Hole in the room.
Yes, a hole in the wall.
There's
a hole in the bedrooms were adjoining. There's a hole in this wall that we can all climb through.
Yeah.
so that the staff couldn't see it, and the amount of times that the boys were always coming in, because I felt pregnant to a boy in the home. It wasn't with me for anything, but I felt pregnant to him in the home.
And yeah.
The staff just didn't care. They
didn't care.
They don't care. The whole division, like, I would have to sit and make sure all my records, they're the main ones I can remember.
Yeah.
I can't really remember I really a lot of it, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's just sometimes I'll sit with my friends and mention something that, like, usually I need to put into that, and I'm like, I need to sit and figure it out first.
Yeah, no, that's okay. If this statement only needs to be just a brief statement. As your application progresses, you will get the opportunity to give a proper witness statement where the questions will be more direct. So you'll be able to, obviously, it might jog your memory, or you'll be able to, like, think of other things that have happened when you're talking about it more in depth.
What kind of statement is it? What you need to say? I don't really know.
It's a witness statement. It's taken over the phone. It'll be done once we've got all of your records back. And it'll be questions directed more to the abuse that you suffered. So I'm just going to type this up, what you've just told me then. And then we can move along with the application. So just give me a few minutes. If I do go quiet, I am just typing it up. Say that again, sorry.
But because of the things I was just telling you there, that happened, I got my newborn daughter to call me when she was born.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. I will add that to the statement as well, because it does sound like a lot of neglect that went on. Okay, so I've written that up for you. Under the redress scheme, there is two types of applications. So there is the fixed payment of £10,000. This is a fixed amount award, regardless of the severity of the abuse you've suffered. And there's the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed panel dependent on the level of abuse you've suffered. So, just looking at your application now, and based on what you've told me, I am going to put you forward for the individually assessed payment. In regards to the meeting with Scottish Redress Scheme, you don't have to meet them in person. We will provide a detailed witness statement on your behalf to the scheme to tell your story.
Okay.
So, based on the information you provided me with today, the next step would be for us to send you the client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, a letter of authority, as we've spoken about before, the request for proof of address and proof of identity,
yep.
and the redress application form. So, you are under no pressure or obligation to proceed. When I send you these, I can stay on the phone and guide you through how to sign and send them back to us, or you can take them away, look at them and sign them in your own time.
Yeah, I'd rather that.
Okay.
It's just because I might just own my ID in the house.
Yeah, no, that's completely fine. I'm just going to check over it all now, just before I send it over to you. A letter of authority which allows us to act on your behalf, client care letter, conditional fee agreement, and then the forms. So I'll get them sent over to you, and then obviously you can look over them and send them back in your own time.
No worries.
So thank you very much for your time today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
If there's anything else that you need to ask, don't hesitate to give us a call back, even a WhatsApp or anything like that.
No worries. Thank you.
So I've sent them over to you, yeah. You take
care.
Yeah,
you too. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.